This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Political discussion. When we do that, we're going to transform this country.
And that's one of the great ironies of this year, that we, and I know we talked a good bit in the beginning, the rich are getting richer, the poor are getting poorer, the middle class is getting squeezed, the working class is getting left behind, and in a year where your message, all of that undeniable, that really took off in the primary process for you, despite the fact, again, it seemed like you had everything stacked against you. How could it be in 2016 that year that began with your inspirational campaign ended up with the election of a billionaire whose cabinet, actually, we hear together, I don't know if the numbers are accurate or not, but I've read some stats that say his cabinet appointees alone control more income personally than one-third of all Americans?
Well, that's a very good question, Joe. And I think, honestly, it speaks to the failure of the Democratic Party. There was once a time in this country, FDR, Harry Truman, where working people were clear which party was on their side, which party was prepared to take on the big money interests. Remember Roosevelt talking about taking on the economic royalists. He was proud that they hated him. That's the kind of vision we need for the Democratic Party. If the billionaire class hates me or hates other progressives, we should be proud of that, because we have got to start identifying with the working people who have seen their jobs go to China and Mexico, the people who are making 10 bucks an hour, the elderly people who can't afford prescription drugs. We have got to bring those people together to fight the big money interests who have so much power today.
I totally agree with you. I totally feel that.
Oh, Micah, please. You don't know what you agree with. I mean, come on, think about it. You want people to hate people, really. That's going to really advance the cause here. Bernie Sanders, he's got part of the solution here, but then he loses it when he talks about how people hate him. Nobody hates him, I don't know. I think I might.
I don't know him enough to truly say if I do or don't, but yeah. I don't like him.
Well, so. I think he needs to, I don't think the guy's an idiot, but it's just, again, it's like, let's have a conversation. Let's be reasonable here. You've got people who have been very successful through the system. Has there been, a pronounced amount of greed along the way? Hey, it's the nature of humanity that goes along with it. I don't know how you're going to adjudicate that out of a free market system. You hope that people who do well and are successful share well. I mean, you and I were talking about this earlier, what the Gates have done. Bill Gates has been extremely successful. Look what he's done with his foundation here, him and his wife, and how he's brought other billionaires together, help out and to kind of pool their sources, where they give a ton of money in charity because they realize they've been blessed and do this. I don't think that they get together and say, hey, we hate Bernie Sanders.
Well, no, I don't think they do either. I do think that he thinks that because for some reason we've made it, very, very popular to demonize rich people. And when I was younger, my dad told me Bernie Sanders
is rich, though.
Well, he's not a billionaire.
No, but he's rich compared.
So he's putting something out there. He's keeping him out of that spot.
Anyway, tell us what your dad said.
My dad told me when I was a kid, he goes, don't be mad, at, rich people. He goes, those are the people that give you jobs. You're not going to get a job from a poor person.
Exactly. Yeah, I haven't seen that happen, where a poor person gives you a job. And there's people that have to work their way up. I know a lot of people have a lot of disrespect, Some people have disrespect for the current president-elect, but... what do you have to do to get to that position? I mean, to be in the fray, to be able to, you know, win out over the people that he won out from just on the Republican side, as we've talked about before. But anyway, the conversation will continue. I believe we need to reason together, be reasonable.
Government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, if it's going to happen, it's going to be up to me and you. A bottom-up movement, not top-down. Top-down is what got us into this mess. You know, it is really our God-given right that we be in control of things. There are certain issues of life that, as stated in our Constitution, are God-given. They're inalienable. But, you know, if you subordinate those rights and walk away from them, let me tell you, there are plenty of people that would be happy to tell you how you should live your life. If you think not, then maybe you've been away from the newspapers, you've been away from the media, even in spite of all the fake news and that, of people that would want to form your way of thinking. But it may not necessarily, and chances are, I can guarantee you, it's probably not in your best interest. And to this point, our next guest will give you something to think about, and that has to do with your destiny. I would say that, you know, Christians are often told they were born with a calling that reaches beyond their human strivings. And I would say not only Christians, but I think people who are yet to become Christians, people who are still asking questions about their life. You know, they wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning staring at the ceiling tiles. The number one question that I hear over and over again is, who am I? Why am I here? Chris Valiton is with us. And Chris has written a new book. His new book is called Destined to Win, How to Embrace Your God-Given Identity and Realize Your Kingdom, your kingdom Purpose. Chris is the senior associate leader of Bethel Church in Redding, California, where he served with Bill Johnson for more than three decades. His prophetic insight and humorous delivery make him a sought after international conference speaker. Chris, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Really good. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, good to have you here. I appreciate what you've written in your book. It is quite the encouragement, especially very timely. You know, here it is, the first of the year, and it brings people sometimes back to center and a time to reset their lives and think about the important issue. Okay, what are they going to do about their destiny? I mean, you've got another 365 days this year. Is it going to be different for you at the end of this 365-year day cycle, or is it going to be more of the same?
Yeah, exactly. That's right. I was loving your introduction in that, you know, I would agree with what you said in that lots of people, we as believers, are often telling people that they have a purpose. Mm-hmm. You have a purpose. People are like, okay, what is it? And how do I find it?
Right.
And that's really the goal of the book, is to help people find their divine purpose, step into their destiny, find their people, and be fully actualized.
Yeah, and the thing is so cool about this, Chris, is for Chris, see, this is what's so, you know, that really is beholden for Christians, for people who have been there, done that, bought the T-shirt. They've got a story. they've got a story to say, you know what, I was where you were at. I didn't have a purpose. I was, you know, running pal-mal here and there all over the place. I didn't quite understand. And, you know, there was a time in my life, a crossroads that I hit, and I looked back and I saw, what a waste here. I've been wasting my life. And it wasn't until I started pursuing, you know, that question. It kept gnawing at me. What is my purpose? What am I supposed to be doing? And when I finally realized and was able to put things together in such a way, my life has changed. And, yeah. You know, and that's part of their story that they need to communicate. It's like I say, it's like the blind man. And he didn't quite understand it. And you may not quite understand the whole dynamics of what your purpose is all about. All you know is you got one. And, yeah. And you know that you're different because you've realized it.
Yes, exactly. And the purpose of this book is to help you find your purpose. And so, mm-hmm. you know, Rick Warren's book, you probably have read
yes.
The Purpose-Driven Life.
Right.
I've read it. Great, great book. Rick's a wonderful person. Mm-hmm. And I got done with that book, and I'm like, this is a great book because, you know, there's just a lot of people wandering around feeling like, well, you know, I'm just I'm an accident. I'm a burp. I'm a,
yeah.
you know, I'm an amoeba that evolved. You know, I don't have a purpose. And, mm-hmm. and Rick really, really, you know, tackles that issue well. But when I got done reading that book, I'm like, all right, how do I find my purpose?
Exactly.
You know, how do I actually find out why I was born? Like me specifically, not the, you know, not the human race.
Right.
And I think that is one of the most asked questions. So I really take that question to heart in the book. And I you know, there's just millions of people asking that, you know, how do I actually find my purpose? And so the book is full of chapters. Like one of the revelations in that book, or at least truth, is that you can't really find your purpose without finding your people, because we were never born to be independent. We were born to be interdependent.
Exactly. Right.
And Paul talked about it like we each of us are a part of the body, some the eye, some the hand, some the foot, some the leg. And so in that analogy, if I'm a hand, I might need to know the knee, but I actually have to have a relationship with the arm.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a couple of chapters in the book about how do I actually find my people, and how do I know they're my people, and then how do I connect with them? And so I really believe that it's not a self-help book. It's actually a book on scripture about how to actually find your divine purpose.
Mm.
And I think that a lot of people are trying to find their purpose, but they haven't found their people. And,
exactly.
you know, as you know, the church wasn't born in a conference. It was born in covenant.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were born to have relationship with both God and one another. And the Lord's Prayer is our Father, not my Father. So I was, even in my prayer, I'm to pray as a person that's connected to other people, not as a person who lives independently for God.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because that is so important, that God did not make us to be individual islands unto ourselves. And
that's right.
And what that calls to mind, Chris, is that, you know, this isn't all about you. It is
yeah.
about your people, because you can't find your spot with your people if your people aren't in the spot that they need to be in. So it's a
exactly
codependency,
right.
isn't it?
Well, I would call it interdependency.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because I would kind of view codependency as your weaknesses feed my weaknesses.
Yeah, right. No,
but,
yeah.
But, you know, in the interdependent, yeah, I know.
Right.
I,
you know where I was getting from, but yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, we have this interdependent world where you're right. You being fully actualized helps me to be fully alive also.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of work to kiss each other awake. Our gifts are made to be synergistic and to actually help us to find one another. So the book does, I think, a really great job in helping people, you know, find, like, when I find my people, here are, in fact, it's very practical. I say, when you find your people, here are 12, if you will, the 12 signs that they're your people.
Mm.
And then the next part of it is like, okay, once I find my people, how do I connect with them? How do I find my place? And there's a, you know, great secular book called Good to Great. And that
yes.
that book really altered the business world, because the business world said everybody needs to have a vision. But those guys said, no, everybody has to find the right, get on the right bus, in the right seat, and you'll end up at the right place.
Exactly. No, it's a great concept. We're talking about destined to win, how to embrace your God-given identity and realize your kingdom purpose. We're going to get more into this on the other side of the break with Chris Valentin. This is Bill Martinez. We're live 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay right where you are. We've got more with Chris after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, welcome back, America.
19 minutes after the top down. I'm Bill Martinez. Whether it's online or any one of the 280 affiliates around the country or around the world via shortwave, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. We're talking with Chris Vallotton. He's the senior associate leader of Bethel Church, co-founder of Bethel School of Ministry, where he has served with Bill Johnson for more than three decades out in Redding, California. Being a California boy, I get out there every once in a while, Chris, and I'll give you a warning, and I want to make sure that you're in the pulpit, so tell Bill he's got to make room for you when I come to town, all right?
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. That's just the way it is.
Well, yeah, it's the way it is.
Yeah, you know, understanding your destiny and that we are destined to win because, as you say, we weren't some theory. I mean, it wasn't that God created us and said, well, you know, I think this will kind of work. I mean, everything you know about our God is very specific in how he designed the heavens and earth. I mean, there was no, nothing left up for suggestion. This is why some of the conversation about global warming, if I might say something controversial here, I have to chuckle about it because I can just see God looking over to St. Peter and say, hey, didn't I tell you to fix that?
Exactly.
Like as if God didn't have it already figured that out. But anyway, I jest a bit, but it's only to understand that God is sovereign and he is in control. And even about your life, he is the one that created you. As I mentioned to you off air, I was so blessed in 93 when I was in Bible college. We had Miles Monroe come and teach us on purpose and on living on purpose. And we were so blessed for that. And because of that, I was reluctant and just stubborn not to read Rick Warren's book, Purpose Driven Life.
Yeah.
But as I shared with you, it was after that incident where the girl was held captive and basically saved herself by reading Rick Warren's book to that fugitive and basically saved her life. She was, you know, she was on our show here a couple of years back, and quite a story and quite a testimony, right? But anyway, all this to say about destined to win, that, you know, that's a good question. You know, what is my destiny? You know, people say, you have a destiny. Well, that's a good question to ask. Because that puts you on the road and the process, which the answer may not come to you overnight. For some it does, but for many of us, it is a process, right?
That's exactly right. But I do think there's some really good steps that people can take. I think that God has assigned some things for us to do in actually walking out of pain and walking into our destiny. And, you know, between the promise that God gives us and the palace of our fulfillment, there's often the process, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes we get in the middle of the process and we lose sight that God has that God's process is actually getting us ready to actually fulfill our God-given destiny. So I think it's really important that we realize that there is a process to the palace, so to speak, the palace of our dreams.
Exactly.
And part of that process is that, you know, is that we actually connect with people who are wise. Proverbs says that that if you hang around fools, that you'll become a fool. But if you hang around wise men, that you'll become wise.
Yeah.
And one of the things I see in our lives is that one thing that undermines our destiny is that we tend to be birds of the feather who flock together with people who have the same weaknesses that we do, instead of connecting with people who actually have purpose and destiny. And I think that sometimes it's like, for instance, one example is if you've lived in poverty your whole life, then hanging around with people who are wealthy, it's very intimidating to hang around with people who are wealthy. Mm-hmm. But the people I actually need to hang around with are people that are doing life right, so that I can actually learn the skills I need to learn to come into my purpose and destiny. And so I think that, you know, one of the chapters in my book talks about, I think it's called Surrounded by Idiots. It's kind of a joke, but the title is kind of a joke just to capture people. But
that's because when you're hanging in the bad flock, you see, you don't want to be in the bad flock. Then you're with a bunch of idiots.
Exactly. And if you're hanging around people like that and wondering why your life never changes, you know, it's like you're the people that you hang around with actually have a lot to do with whether or not you come into your divine destiny.
Exactly.
And it's just, you know, forever we have a school of 2,400 students, full-time students here. And I'm like, you know, choose your friends well. You should find people in your life that pour gasoline on the fire of your destiny and pour water on the fires of your fears. But if you hang around with people that are pouring gasoline on your fears, you're going to undermine your purpose, and you're going to sabotage your destiny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I talk about two things myself, Chris, and it's I call it the grief to happiness ratio. Grief is where you are, happiness is where you want to be, and the differential is pain. And that's what you have to get through. You've got to get through that part of letting go of those old habits and that old, as Zig Ziglar would call it, that stinking thinking that holds you back. And you want to be around people that are plus people, the people that add to and not take away.
Yeah. You know, there's a Barnabas in the book of Acts. His name, that's actually not even his name. The disciples gave him the name Barnabas because he's the son of encouragement.
Right.
He never wrote a book of the Bible. But as you know, he actually discipled the apostle Paul, who was originally was actually Saul,
right,
whose name was changed to Paul. Paul writes 13 books of the Bible. Barnabas wants to take Mark, his cousin, with them on a missionary journey, of which Mark had abandoned him earlier. Paul says, I want nothing to do with that, Mark. He's a chicken. He's a coward.
Yes.
Barnabas takes a hold of Mark, walks with Mark for the next 10 years. Mark writes the Gospel of Mark. Paul eventually asked Barnabas to send Mark back to him. And my point is that many of us are just one Barnabas away from being a world changer.
Exactly. Yeah, you get somebody who can mentor you through that process, and look what he did. And it was amazing. And fortunately for Paul, he could see that transformation, and look what happened.
Exactly. And sometimes, like, you know, I think it's still a great example. We have the great apostle Paul, who doesn't see the gold in Mark, mm-hmm, in young Mark. And yet Barnabas sees the gold in Mark and sees the gold in Saul, who becomes Paul. And what I'm getting at is that I believe that one of the greatest gifts in the body of Christ is the gift of encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
Finding somebody in your life who can actually call out the gold in you, remind you of your purpose, and help develop you in your skills is actually one of the keys to actually walking out your purpose in life. Everybody needs a Barnabas in their life.
Exactly. Once again, reminded that it's not all about you, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we somehow want to think that, but you know, that's the kind of enslaved thinking. And that is the destiny quencher along the way when you think it's all about you. As you say, you got to find your people. In the book, Chris, you talk about the four facets of God's love. How do they relate to our understanding of destiny?
Well, you know, Jesus said, love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That word as is often left out of most Christian circles. I cannot love people if I don't love me. And I can't love me if I don't experience the love of God. And Paul, as we know, the book of Ephesians said, I would that you would know the love of God that's beyond understanding. Well, think about that. That statement's nearly incongruent. Like, I would that you would know the love of God that's beyond knowing. And the word know there is experience, that you would experience the love of God that's beyond knowing, what you know, knowing with your brain, understanding. So there are things you can experience that you can't explain.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I would say to you that if the question is gnawing at you, waking you up at 3 o'clock in the morning about your destiny, you need to read Chris's book. This will be a blessing. This is a Barnabas book, if I might say that, Chris.
Thank you.
Will encourage you greatly how to embrace your God-given identity and realize your kingdom purpose. Chris, how can they get their hands on your book and connect with you?
Well, they can buy it off of Amazon, of course, but you can also buy it off of Chris Vallotton, Chris, K-R-I-S, Vallotton, Vallotton.com. Thank you so very much, Bill, for...
Well, thank you, Chris. Lord bless you. Appreciate it. Great book. Appreciate all the ideas in there. It's 28 after.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
You know, you just can't be depressed and dance. I'm just totally convinced. Love the soundtrack. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Hey, let us know your thoughts. Laying out a lot of information. Had some great guests today. Let us know your thoughts. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Really appreciate you being in touch. You know, asking questions. Many of you are asking questions. For some reason, Scott, I don't know. Everybody wants to know about the music. You know, the bumpers that, of course, you know, our image genius out of Los Angeles, Big Wave Dave, puts all these together. And you know, I get questions. Hey, what music are you playing? You know, we use so many. I'd love to answer. I want to help you out here. So give me a heads up in terms of the time that you heard it. And then I can go back and scratch it up that way. But, you know, because, again, whether it's the music, you know, your input about our commitment to pursue truth, no matter where it leads. And we go after these topics. And we're very fortunate to have great guests that we can bring along with you and help answer the questions that you bring up. And one of the topics that has come up recently is about timeshares. And many of us are finding out that timeshares are turning into be the biggest scam around. And I'll tell you, the guy that knows more about timeshares probably has forgotten more than we'll ever learn is Stuart Venner. And Stuart is with us right now. Stuart, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Well, great to have you on. I got to tell you, this is a growing frustration, timeshares. You know, people trying to sell them. You know, we get calls, particularly, in, you know, out of Florida, unfortunately. And I live in Florida these days. But when I was in California, I was getting deluged with phone calls from Florida. And they some people said the reason was because it wasn't very highly regulated. And there was lots of scammers that would call you and say, look, I've got a buyer right here. He's going to pay you $40,000, you know, for your timeshare. But all I need is an $800 deposit on your credit card right now, and we'll make that happen.
Well, that's lucky if they only got away with paying $800. They try to get a lot more than that. But you're absolutely right. They will never sell it because there is no resale market. Mm-hmm. And all they're going to do is put an ad on their web page. These timeshares are on eBay for a dollar, and nobody wants it. And
right.
I've been getting people out of timeshares for a long time, Bill.
Yeah.
And even the resorts don't want them back, free and clear.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to take them back.
Yeah,
Everyone out there, if you don't own one, don't buy one.
Right, exactly. And if you have one, more and more people that I've spoken with that have had it, it's like an albatross. They're trying to get rid of it. I mean, it just will not go away.
There's three or four choices that are realistic ones that a person has. Number one, I mean, if they want to try to sell it, and I think they got about as much chance as the second coming of Christ, but they can maybe put an ad on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't cost $30, $40. They either sell it or they don't.
Yes.
They can walk away from it. There's no debtor's prison.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with doing that, though, is the resorts don't want them back, and the individual, they're going to push as hard as they possibly can, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't pay maintenance fees, even if you don't have a mortgage, they can foreclose on it, and it will hit your credit the same as a foreclosure on your own house.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not a good thing. Now, Florida is where they have a huge number of timeshares, and they did just pass a law a year or two ago which allows for a trust deed or a non-judicial foreclosure. So if there's a mortgage on a timeshare and they do foreclose on the timeshare, you're not going to have to pay any money.
Okay.
Which is good. There's no deficiency. But there is another issue that a lot of people don't realize, that when the timeshare companies or the homeowners associations take the property back, and if they take a loss on a mortgage, which they will do, they're not going to get anything, but it will generate income in the form of a 1099-C mm-hmm. for cancellation of debt.
Right. So you'll get that, attached as far as an income. It'll show as a 1099, so you've got to declare it on your taxes. Otherwise,
yes.
Now you got out of one frying pan into another one.
Exactly right. And,
mm-hmm.
I'm not coming on really to do a commercial, but I have been getting people out of these things for over 20 years, 30 years, a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have a way to avoid having to pay tax on the debt relief and get you out without a foreclosure.
Well, Stuart, I know maybe not necessarily be your intent to be a commercial, but hey, we're about, helping people here. I've always believed in the concept of making one's day. And perhaps you're the one to make the day of a lot of people, a lot of our listeners who are caught with these things and don't know what to do. They're trying to, get rid of them. And, it's just, what happened with the concept? Because on the surface, it seemed like a good idea at the time. But basically, you ended up getting enslaved by and ensnared by these things because
yes.
It's like an eternal life experience. It never goes away. You really don't own them. You paid for the timeshare, but now you're stuck with the maintenance until death do us part.
Exactly. And what they are, in effect, are homeowners association fees. And what you have bought is a fractional interest in a condominium.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I don't care which timeshare company it is. I don't care if it's Westgate, Wyndham, Diamond, any one of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's RICO. What they're doing is honestly organized crime.
Right.
It's,
well, and that's what it seemed like to me, Stuart. And so how are they able to continue on? I mean, how come this is not being called for what it is? Because this is so unjust on so many levels.
Well, they're selling people. They're buying what they're selling, except they put you through the hardest sale you've ever seen. They probably spend 40%, I've heard that number, on promotion and on sales costs. So you're coming down for the free tickets to Disney or whatever little spiffs they're trying to offer you, and then they hold you prisoner for 4 or 5 hours through a brutal...
If you're lucky. If you're lucky, it's only 3 or 4 hours, right?
You're going to pay for those tickets one way or another.
Exactly.
And they don't want to let you go. And, you know, think about it. If they're selling a condo 50 times for $20,000, just say, that's $1 million they've made on something that maybe cost them $50,000, $60,000 to build.
Exactly.
It's unbelievable.
Right.
Unbelievable.
And then, you know, like you say, you're held with these, you know, these maintenance fees. And in some cases, you know, and along the way, you know, you get a situation where promises were made that aren't fulfilled. I ran into this in a timeshare. We were just got involved. We were adding to a timeshare. This was years ago. Speaking of Disney and Disney World, and we were adding to it, and you know, they promised all kinds of stuff, and it never came through. They never could get the paperwork squared away, and finally, I just threw up my arms and said, I surrender, and you know, walked away from it.
Well, you know, this is what happened to all the old salespeople that were selling swampland years ago. They all got into the timeshare business.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? David, the owner of Westgate, owns the biggest house in the world.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Thank you very much. You know, all the suckers that bought into it, and it's unfortunate because on the surface, Stuart, as I say, it appears to be a good idea, especially for families. I mean, the reason we got involved with it was, you know, I was one of these guys that I never went on vacation. I just was constantly working, and I had to force myself to take a vacation. So my wife said, "Look, I think this might force us, and you particularly, to take time off if we have this ready-made deal and this timeshare." And it served its purpose for about 20 years. We had a great time. It was great, great for the family. But then, you know, you start counting the cost, and you go, wait a minute, I'm enslaved by this. And all I've done, basically, after everything is all said and done, because those maintenance fees keep on growing, is all I did was, you know, entrap myself to that property. Of course, they give you some opportunities that supposedly you can exchange, but that's not necessarily all that simple either.
No, it isn't. And then they're always trying to upgrade you, because who's a better customer to sell to the schmuck that bought it before?
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad I realized I got a T-shirt on. I am a schmuck. Thank you. Stuart Benner is with us, and we're going to keep him on for another segment only because I love to be insulted. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour, and we're talking timeshares right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you for joining us.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that could make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Yeah, you might think that getting out of your timeshare is like mission impossible. Good choice here, Scott. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with the man who knows more about timeshares than you'll ever learn. He probably has forgotten more than we'll ever learn. Stuart Venner is with us. He says they are the biggest scam around, and most people have been associated with timeshares. Maybe you've had a season where it's been pretty good, but maybe you've gotten to that point to realize, wow, this is... this isn't all that they promised and it cracked up to be. And Stuart, I know that you said you didn't want to turn this into a commercial, but what it is that you have to offer, you can make people's day, and they're going to want to know how to get a hold of you. I got a couple of tweets already saying, hey, give me his phone number. How do I get a hold of Stuart Venner? Because I need to get disengaged here. Go ahead.
You can reach me at 877-255-1074. And if you go to my website, Buy Your Timeshare, as one word. Now, mm-hmm. It's not buy a, but buyyourtimeshare.com.
Okay.
And we kind of explain what we do. Basically, we take ownership to the property and take you out of ownership, and then we force the resort to take it back nicely or not nicely. I really don't care. It doesn't really matter to me.
Right, right. Well, you know, because... you're trying to make it... In best cases, nicely, in a reasonable sort of way. Because I think that most of these, people, Stuart, they know they're working a scam, don't they?
They do. I find the only company I have found that is a little bit more legitimate is Marriott. Marriott. Mm-hmm. They seem to be the only one that's a little straighter than most of the others, but the others are terrible.
What's the difference? You say Marriott seems to be a little bit more straightforward, and how?
They're a little more cooperative in getting out of them.
Oh, getting out of them.
They really
okay.
have to force them. Yeah, it's like pulling teeth.
Right, right. Well, they're looking at, like most financial people do. It's on the books. It's money. It's an asset. They're not going to let it go by the wayside easily, even though what they've presented, like you say, I mean, it's, this has RICO implications. Well, and that's pretty serious stuff. Yeah.
And there are a million complaints against every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but they work slow. These timeshare companies, the people selling these things and these resale companies that you mentioned, they were the same as John Dillinger. They just don't use a gun.
Well, they found a way. I mean, it's like any other scam, like credit card companies, you know, that can find a way to, you know, just skirt around the usury laws and, you know, get you hamstrung on some kind of, all they got to do is get you in, and they set the trap, and, you know, whether it's $1,500, $3,000 of credit card debt. And, boy, I'll tell you, that's, you know, next thing you know, you've got an eternal friend.
No question. You know, for many years, I owned the second largest dollar volume mortgage company in Los Angeles County, which is not a little county.
No. And, I'm a Southern California boy, so I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay.
Well, a long time ago, I just did not sell or paper or do any business with Countrywide because I knew it just didn't smell right.
Yes.
That was way before it hit the fan.
Right.
But it just knew it was wrong. Something was wrong about it.
Yeah, you go back to that old basic, it's too good to be true, right?
Yeah, and it just didn't smell right, what they were doing, and almost put Bank of America on there, for God's sakes.
Exactly. Well, look what it did. I mean, with the bust that it all contributed to here, that unfortunately our government has allowed us to die ever so slowly over this thing. Because they found a way to drag this thing out instead of just allowing the free. I'm a free market guy, so I say, look, if the free market gets you in trouble, it will get you out. You just need to get out of the way and, you know, take your losses and, you know, go through the pain of it. I still maintain we'd have been out of this, this trouble, and, we wouldn't have had, you know, extended this economic, you know, malaise that we've been in for, you know, for 8 years if we just allowed the free market to heal itself.
No question. And if you'd eliminated Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and let the free market, they would not have made loans like that.
Well, you know, I got an interesting conversation with a gentleman the other day about Freddie and Fannie, and he was in the industry, and he goes, "No, you're wrong. You're all wrong." And I go, "Wait, you don't remember? I think it was like in 05, 06, the Republicans had Franklin Raines on Capitol Hill, and they were asking him.
Sure did.
Right? And they said, you know, the Black Caucus got around him. Franklin Raines was a black guy. And they got around him and said, hey, this amounts to a public lynching. So they threw the race card. They protected him. 6 months later, Franklin Raines leaves. Was it Freddie or Fannie that he was head of? I always get it mixed up which one he was ahead of.
I think it was Fannie. I'm pretty sure it was Fannie.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, so about 6 months later, he gets out with a $30 million golden parachute. Thank you very much. And he's off and rolling, and everything's okay. But meanwhile, then, you know, shortly thereafter, we're in this mess. So he got out of there just in time. So he saw the reading, you know, the reading on the wall, as they say.
Yeah, when they started the community development of those loans and the Acorn Group pushing that, and at the time we were forced to make loans that I knew were no good.
Yes,
we had no way to turn it down. We had to make them.
Well, and the shame of that, Stuart, you know, now that you bring this up, is that, you know, I think like my parents, for example, their home had risen in value to, you know, they lived in Port Hueneme, California, to about 400,000, and overnight it dropped down to about 200. And, you know, this money, trillions of dollars vapored, nobody went to jail.
No, they didn't. In fact, I the same thing we do with timeshares. I was getting people through two real estate crises out of over-encumbered houses. And you're familiar, of course, with California. I think at one time I owned half of Apple Valley in Victorville.
It was that bad. Wow. That's incredible. But, you know, again, this was created by the government. And even with this conversation, which got a little bit heated, and I hate getting into these things because sometimes, you know, people, they go, oh, well, you're a talk show host, you know, you talk about this stuff and everything,
You're always a racist.
Oh, yeah, I'm a racist. But the thing is, it's interesting, you know, I try to explain, I study this all the time. I mean, this is, you know, I am, you know, my wife will tell you that I spend a lot of time studying about this because I want, you know, I need to know so that what I'm communicating with people is, you know, based in the truth as best I know how, and I know what I'm talking about. And then you get these people that know a little bit. Even this guy who happened to be in the business, he was in the financial institution. And he's telling me I'm wrong, and I'm going, wait a minute, you don't remember Bill Clinton? Bill Clinton saying, you know, that everybody needed to have a piece of the American dream. He set
everything in motion, and then it carried over into the Bush administration, and by then it was a snowball, you know, just running away. I mean, how could you stop it?
And, you know, when I remember very well when they came out originally with these no-income verification loans.
Yeah, wow.
They were not no qualifiers. They were no verification. They were designed for jumbo big loans that a 35% down payment was being put in, and people that had stellar credit.
Yes.
And from there, it perverted itself into a no down payment loan for anybody.
Right.
Any amount.
Including people that were not even legal citizens.
I had one man come to me with, he had five houses that were upside down in California. So, you know, this is not cheap property.
Mm-hmm.
He drove a pickup truck, had a trailer behind it with a lawnmower in it,
mm-hmm.
which I'm not demeaning his profession,
right.
but they gave him five loans of about $2 million total.
Wow.
Well, how much can you mow? How much can you mow?
Exactly. You can't mow fast enough. You know,
phony tax returns. How could you not see it?
Right. And there goes we the people's money. You know, my parents, you know, my dad was already retired, $200,000 gone. And then they try to justify it by saying, well, the house was overvaluated anyway, you know, one deal or another. Is going, no, wait a minute, this was a scam. You guys lied, you cheated, and nobody went to jail. And Bernie Madoff, meanwhile, is sitting in jail and going, why is everybody picking on me?
Yeah, and Angelo, what was his name, from Countrywide, he got off scot-free. I think he gave a small fine.
Yeah, this is quite the study, Stuart, you know, on so many levels, you know, the housing market, ethics, the government, the whole deal. You could really give yourself a headache, right?
No question. And then, you know, the Dodd-Frank exacerbated.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
It didn't help anything. It just made things worse.
And it still doesn't. But then you got Elizabeth Warren jumping up and down just saying, look, it needs to be we need to do a revision on Dodd-Frank and even make it, more corrosive and problematic. I mean, here it is. We've got with all the federal regulations, and I say with all, there's so many more, really, we're not even counting them all, over $1 trillion of expense, you know, every year.
Exactly.
To business.
And something interesting that I've never read anywhere, but I know it's true. I mean, I heard it, I think, one place, that Elizabeth Warren made a big score, found some little old lady who had a house worth, I don't know, $250,000 or so, had a $30,000 or like no mortgage on it, and gave her $30,000 to walk away from it. Ripped off a little old lady.
Well, I don't know. I've not heard that, but I can't say that I wouldn't be surprised. Certainly, we've heard a lot of interesting stories about, speaking of California, Nancy Pelosi. And what her and her husband did. And, of course, you talk about the banking. I mean, she got, she got preferred Visa stock, turned it around in 3 weeks, made over $100,000, you know. And, you know, these are our elected officials working on our behalf. Timeshares, the biggest scam around. Stuart Venter has been our guest. Give him a call. The number again for them to call, Stuart.
877-255-1074.
Hey, it's just that simple. Stuart, thank you so much. Good talking to you. And
thank you, Bill. Thank
really
you,
appreciate the time.
Bye.
All right, Stuart Venter on Bill Martinez Live. That's a wrap for us. Thank you for sharing a part of your day with us. Have yourself a blessed day, America, and we will see you mañana right here on the SDG Radio Network.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating